So a few days ago, I was leaving the cathedral going down State Street, and suddenly this motorcycle drove by me going probably 110 miles an hour. And minutes, seconds later, another motorcycle drove on the other side of me following the first one. And my first thought was, where's a cop when you need a cop? And then my second thought was, oh my God, I hope they're okay as they went through this red light that was up ahead of us. And then my third thought was, COVID-19. Because this relationship, there is a relationship between this crazy self-destructive behavior and this life that we've been living for the last, what is it, couple of months. All across the country, alcohol sales are up. Gun sales have increased. Reports of domestic violence and abuse have multiplied. We are sleeping less. People are becoming depressed, and I think we are all traumatized in one way or another, so we do crazy things like race our motorcycles down busy streets without thinking about life because we are in the midst of this encounter with death. We don't know what to do. And so we have to think like people in the tomb, because in a sense we are in this new tomb where our culture hasn't been, at least for many, many years. And so we have to ask ourselves, what do people of the tomb do? And lo and behold, this morning we have a story in which a couple of women are people at the tomb, and we hear that these women have gone down to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. And like us, they are in the midst of this encounter with death, and their lives, like ours, are in chaos. Just like we are today, the Christians back then, at the time of just after Jesus' death, we're in a community that is divided and separated. They are scattered. The practices that they had been following, the customs that they had been living with Jesus, all ended when Jesus was arrested. There's not a one of them who isn't thinking about how great it used to be. Remember when we were together in one place and we could share the Holy Communion, we could give the peace to each other. Remember how great that was? It seems like it was forever ago. It's not just a meme that we, or a message we post on Facebook in the year 2020, but Christians 2,000 years ago were saying the same exact thing in the days after Jesus' death. And so we all meet together. There's a convergence of meeting at this tomb. And we should never forget that as Christians, we are people who have this special connection with the tomb. And with sickness, and with death. And that the stories of the one we follow are filled with stories of connections with death. Like the time when Jairus reached out to Jesus to heal his daughter who had died. Or the woman who had been suffering the hemorrhages for 12 years reached out in an attempt to save her life just to touch the hem of Jesus' cloak. Or the time when Mary and Martha wrote to Jesus to ask him to save and bring back the life of Lazarus, their brother. Again and again in Jesus' life, we see this connection with the tomb. And what is the tomb for Jesus? On Good Friday, we hear that Pontius Pilate, who is frightened that the followers of Jesus will steal his body, we hear that Pontius Pilate places a huge stone on the mouth of the tomb and he puts guards out to keep people away, because they were afraid of what would happen. Pontius Pilate did his best to keep Jesus in the tomb. The powers of evil did their best to keep Jesus in the tomb. The greatest empire in the world did its best to keep Jesus in the tomb. The powers of death and the forces of hatred and prejudice did their best to keep Jesus in the tomb. But what happened is that the tomb was nothing for Jesus. The tomb was a stop on the way to glory. It was a place where he knew he would go, and he told his disciples about it ahead of time. If we watch the news, and if we let the powers of the world, if we let the powers of death, if we let the powers of evil tell us that the tomb is the end, then the tomb is an incredibly scary place. We face our chances according to what the world will bring us and according to what might come. We hear this story with eyes meant for today. We will hear that the earth shook. The stone rolled away. And the soldiers that Pilate put there trembled in fear because he left the tomb and he rose again. The Lord is risen, which means all kind of good news for us. It doesn't mean that we're all going to be together in one place. It doesn't mean that we're going to stop our social distancing. It doesn't mean that more people aren't going to get sick and more people aren't going to die, but it means that we are not destined to dwell in the place of the tomb, but that we have been chosen and called. We have been lifted with him. And we can follow this calling, and we can follow what we've been chosen, and we can dwell not in the tomb, but in hope. We can move away from the power of death into the power of life and claim this life in the resurrected Jesus for our own. We have a God of hope. We can set aside the tomb and live in glory. And we can go forward to tell all of those people out there who are so frightened about this glory that is ours. We can go to the places of struggle. We can go to the hospital workers. We can go to the caretakers. We can go to the bus drivers. We can go to the produce sellers, the meat packers, the police, the fire, all those who are serving someone else, all those who are in contact for someone else on our behalf. We can go to those who have lost loved ones. We can go to those who are sick. We can go to those who have a foot in the tomb, and we can tell them, you don't need to dwell here. Your body may be trapped in this world and maybe going through whatever it is that you're going through, but your soul belongs to God. Your mind, your hope, your future, your faith belong to the power of resurrection. The power of the tomb is nothing. It was a stop for Jesus. It was a place where he rested on his way to glory. May we know this year, and may we share the risen power of Jesus Christ, especially in the weeks and the months ahead. May we dwell in him just as he dwells so much in us. May we know we are blessed.